Welcome to the Conscious Marketer Podcast for entrepreneurs, authors, spiritual teachers, healers, coaches, and creators deeply committed to making an impact in the world. Listen for strategies about launching in the digital space, marketing trends impacting the future, and the behind-the-scenes stories about what it takes to be successful. Hi, and welcome to the Conscious Marketer Podcast. I'm Richard, and I also am joined by Kylie. Hi, Kylie.
Hello.
And we're happy to introduce you to Joanna Intara. She is known as the Intimacy Alchemist. And she's going to talk about recoding your relationship desires into reality. And I know, Kylie, you've known Joanna for a while. Do you want to maybe share a little bit about how you connected and maybe some of the work you've done with her?
Sure. Well, it was 2014 or 15, I think, when we connected. I believe we had a Green Tara connection, but I don't remember exactly how that conversation unfolded. You know how Facebook is, you just find the right people at the right time. And especially then, Facebook was a lot more fun place to hang out. So we connected through some mutual people. We've worked on some copy and storytelling together over the years, and I've just seen her grow and grow and really start to bring in a lot of science into her work, which I really love, a lot of trauma work, just solid foundation as a psychotherapist and not just kind of coaching to coach or mentoring to mentor, but really having some solid value to bring in the market. And I get to meet you in Nashville in a couple of weeks, which I'm so excited about.
Yay. So exciting.
Maybe you could start by sharing a little bit about maybe how you got into doing some of the work you're doing now. I know that you've done over 35,000 hours of counseling practice. That's a lot of hours of counseling practice.
Yes, so, it is.
I think that would just be interesting for everybody to hear.
Yeah, like many healers, I started out with multiple Dark Night of the Soul initiations that began super early for me. I had three to four major events between the ages of 8 and 12 where I actually almost lost my life. And it was pretty much a big wake-up call from spirit. Was like, either get on the path and start doing the work now, or you can just hit the reset button and come back and hope for a better life. So I decided that I was going to choose to extract all the medicine and the gifts and the magic from what I went through. And I pretty much started going to therapy and counseling when I was 11, biked over to the next town, told the therapist I'm really screwed up and I need a lot of help. And she's like, I'll see you for free. And that's how my journey got started. I was always involved in helping others and peer counseling, and actually had a radio show called Safe Place when I was 13 to 17 with a licensed MFT. So it just was like being a true healer, and not just a wounded healer, but a greater healer, was really in my destiny, karma, dharma lineage.
That's amazing. And can you share a little bit about what the focus of your work is now? I know you do a lot of couples work, and I know you have a unique process called Sublime. So I'm kind of just curious what your specialty is and how, like, your unique gift to the world right now.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've been married this year, I think it'll be 20 years with my partner, and to be super transparent, both of us had major lineage stuff in pretty much, you name it, we had it. And we both really, really loved each other. And it wasn't just that there was a trauma bond there, but there was also really, really deep love there. And I really believe that deep karma and dharma can be cleaned up and fulfilled when there's really, really deep love. And so even as a licensed psychotherapist with thousands of hours of both seeing clients and also in training, I found that very few of the models, it's actually true that only 17% of licensed psychotherapists actually work with couples. And most of those methodologies, while super brilliant and strategic, do not address the body and the nervous system. So I tried emotionally focused therapy for couples. We did Imago groups, thousands of ceremonies of all kinds. I completed the traditional 3-year, 3-month Tibetan Buddhist retreat, thousands of hours of prostrations and mantras and affirmations and journaling. So I actually went on a deep search to create a model that would include the missing piece of working with the pockets of challenge, conflict, chaos, and dysregulation in the body. And so that is actually the foundation of the Sublime model, which helps couples, all couples either have a need or a desire for something more or something less. And I've just noticed that chit chat therapy is the what my clients who come to me have tried for years and years, and they just don't want to do that again. So specifically what we do is we really, really target the desire and the need. And we target that very, very, very deeply in the body. And as soon as it's targeted very deeply in the body, all the associated history, associations of that come up for clearing. And then the work, the really deep work, whether it's in lovemaking, the kind of sex you want, the kind of intimacy you want, the kind of secure connection that you want, the deeper love you would like to experience, all of that is what is related in the intention, the desire, and the need. And then there's just the really deep resourcing work with presence, with beingness, with working, with movement. Everything is super conceptual. So the people that come to me are super brilliant, potent, passionate, powerful, some of the brightest minds out there, usually have some kind of challenge when it comes to partnership because they can't see what they can't be, if that makes sense. Like almost like too brilliant for your own good, but brilliant enough to know, okay, this isn't my expertise. Let me go get help from the expert. And so I found that it is profoundly effective. I work in an immersion format where people come to my retreat center here in beautiful, majestic Montana for a 10-hour, two-day immersive experience. It took me a while to figure that out, but I'm super happy because it's working and people are coming and I can create a real shift and change that's sustainable. It's not euphoric rah-rah. It actually lasts because it's in the body and the nervous system.
I love that. And you mentioned earlier that this work can actually make a difference for people in 2 to 3 weeks. And it's such an interesting statement to make, because when I think of deep trauma work, sometimes the conception is, oh, it's going to take forever and you're going to be doing this for the rest of your life. And tell me about that. How do you hold that sort of paradox of depth and speed?
Yeah, that is such a great, great question. And actually, those statements that you just made, you know, are very common from all of us. They've certainly been true of me. I was very skeptical of this because I just had tried so many other things. And our minds will definitely say things like that because our minds just don't know how to be, but they are in their pure nature, fabulous focusers. So whatever we tell our mind to focus on, if it's in service of our body, then there can be a job that it has to do and it ends up being our servant, not our master. So whatever people come to me with, the intention that they have, the desire that they have, the need that they have, that is the one that is ready. I really trust that that is the one that is ready. And when that piece of work is done relative to that particular need, desire, intention, it clears the system. So that then the cognitive mind can be brought in after, like all those wonderful technologies that I listed prior that I tried. It's not that they're bad or ineffective, but when you have pockets in a body that can't hold experience in a safe way, in a regulated way, it's really hard to make the mind and those brilliant strategies work. So it's kind of like the metaphor is like we take the dryer screen out, we scrape off the lint with that process. We put the screen back in and the clothes dry, meaning the relationship works much better. And anything that's related to that intention is also cleared out because there's now regulation, connection, not chaos, not disconnection, not conflict. There's ease, not dis-ease, right in those pockets. It's not that there might not be other layers to address, but the one that people come in with is the one that's ready. And that just clears so, so much as it does for each couple that comes for these experiences.
I think that's really powerful. And I love that lint analogy. That's like amazing. Cause it's like, it's very visceral. I can feel that in my body, you know, it's really interesting because we find our work at our agency, Conscious Marketer, kind of starting to flow into a lot of spiritual realms, and we already we've done launches for many of the leading psychologists in out there. But what we find is, especially with the people who are building their brands and coming up, they hit all these barriers when they try to get their work in the world. And a lot of it is because as they go on camera or as they start to move into their mission, they hit all these blocks that they haven't addressed. And so a lot of our work has become helping people, like, you could say it's a mindset thing, but it's also a body set thing because they have embedded traumas and stuff. And then you go online and try to just be open about who you are, and people start to comment on it, and it starts to trigger all these things. And I think the normal reaction actually for a lot of people that we work with is just to stop, you know. They're like, okay, this is just too hard and painful. And that's why we say sometimes that the going online and putting your work out and getting on video can be a, you know, it's tough. It takes a lot of courage, but it's also a transformative process. So I'm just kind of curious, with the people you work with, it's like you clear it or you work in their relationships, but how does that relate to other areas of their life? Because my guess is it kind of ripples through, you know, everything they do. Is that true?
Yes. And the reason for that is, when you're in a partnership, a primary partnership, and this can work even if you're in multiple relationships, there's usually sometimes very often a primary, our primary material gets triggered with our primary person. And very often what we're dealing with is the earliest of our life with a primary other. And our first primary other is our mother. That's our first primary other. So all of the imprints from our lineage, mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, financially, politically, all of it, instinctually, they're literally plastered onto our little zygote self at the moment of conception. There's no cell division for 24 hours after conception. And I really believe, and this is my stake in the ground, that's where all the entanglements begin. It just makes logical sense. So what I've noticed is that inherent in the process of doing the differentiation work in a couple, we're also at the same time leveraging the power to differentiate from the earliest of material. And when we do that, I call it inceptive healing, because it literally gets at the foundational human incarnation from this lifetime. Right. And so when we do that disentanglement, and there's so many imprints around that period of time, you know, there's alcohol imprints, there may be chemical imprints, there's surgical imprints, there's the condition of the mother, there's her history. When we differentiate from that, and I went through this process with my own messaging and can share about that if it's helpful, the power that we get back, it's like a giant ripple effect forward in partnership. Because if the couple is regulated, the body is regulated. If the body is regulated and the nervous system is regulated, I love what you said about body set. Like, people talk about mindset. And I used to say for years, like, we need to be talking about heart set, and we need to be talking about body set, because those are, you know, really missed. And I think we are learning to let the mindfulness movement drop down into heartfulness. But then, of course, there's the deeper foundation of the body. The ripple effect forward, regulated couples, regulated nervous systems, regulated children's nervous systems, regulated business decisions, regulated choices, regulated ripple forward, regulated health. The ripple effect is incredibly rich. In fact, when we have the courage to attend to those earliest pieces, they are the pieces that are most unseen, unheard, unfelt, untouched, unattended to, uncared for. So the way I've hold that is, they're kind of impoverished. And when we have the earliest pieces that are impoverished, they're actually running the show. And when we make the choice, which is one of the principles of trauma healing, is the principle of choice, is where we access our sovereignty and our desire to create our destiny from our heart and soul, which is different than our lineage and conditioning for so many of us. What we actually do is we enrich those areas. And the keyword in enrich is rich. We are bringing riches into the body, into those earliest of places, and then watching that beautiful ripple effect, you know, come forward. This has been my experience and what happens with the clients that I work with. It's just And I watch the mind just kind of like be in awe, like, how'd that happen? What? Where is that thing? Because minds can't be. They can do and focus, but they simply cannot be.
I love that you mentioned business decisions. Most of our listeners are in the holistic or transformational spaces doing business, whether they use the word business or not. Some of them do, some of them don't. But how does doing this work, clearing this trauma, doing this lineage work, how does this help, in your experience, entrepreneurs go out and do their work in a bigger way?
That's such a great question and so important. So I'd love to just share a personal story if that would be helpful to illuminate the point. Yeah. So I was somebody actually who had a really hard time with messaging. I had a really, really hard time. It was fine for me to be in private practice as a psychotherapist, running a 12-year long women's group, seeing my 20, 25 clients each week, being super abundant in that realm. But then there's the whole larger realm of the online space and having to speak and put myself out there. And everything that I discovered online, most of the things helped me very, very little. You know, speak your truth, be authentic, operate from your human design and gene keys, operate from your astrology, you know, just be the revolution. And they're wonderful, beautiful concepts. I love these concepts, but we all know, and the science has actually proven this, that insight is the weakest link to change. It's incredibly ineffective. That's why the person who smokes four packs of cigarettes a day knows they should stop, but can't. It's not about concepts. So I actually was so fortunate to get connected to this body of work that works with re-imprinting the earliest of our human experiences in the preconception through birth realm, because how we're conceived is everything going forward. And I didn't know this, but in my own conception experience, what I discovered was that my parents were absolutely plastered when they conceived me. And my entire conception, which goes along with how we conceive, right? How we put concepts together, was covered in alcohol. And so for years, no matter how much I muscled my way through, no matter how hard I tried, no matter how brilliant and bright I am, and I know I'm bright and I have a unique perspective, I could not be clear. And I could not conceive of myself as somebody who had a huge message to share, even though spiritually and on a soul level, I knew that was true. And so actually in the last 6 months, I've had the opportunity to go back and to really reconceive of myself, going back to those womb waters and literally differentiate from all the alcohol. And I can't tell you, like, talk about the dryer screen on steroids. I have access to be able to conceive of myself. And what I'm noticing is literally in the last month, 2 months, my engagement is off the hook because I am able to conceive of myself as my true self. And I'm sure many of us, our parents, you know, had a lot of alcohol or other things going on when we conceived. And this is not even talking about other imprints that happened during that time that are so formational. So going back and having multiple layers of support to really address these things from the core, from the foundation, from the place where everything else literally, because as you know, we have an initial imprint and then it just repeats and repeats and repeats and repeats. So that by the time we get to like writing something or putting a message out there, challenges with that are just literally a syndrome of something much, much more at the foundations of who we are that we often don't even know how to even look for, because this is not even in society yet. It's very, very not talked about, which is why I'm going to be talking about it a lot more. And so then I'm seeing like, oh, when I do this with my clients too, all my clients who come to me always make more money. They make more money. They have longstanding disease processes like IBS, other similar things. Like they heal because those pockets inside our bodies with our ancient histories are getting the intention, attention, and enrichment that they require and desire in order to get healed at the core. And so then your foundational matrix is entirely different with which to create on. And that is abundant and that is exciting and thrilling.
I know in the shamanic field, there's something called, as you probably know, is called soul loss. Is this kind of like, it's almost like pre-birth soul loss where parts of us get fragmented before we come down here?
Yeah, I think that's the shamanic term for it, is that we get disconnected from our soul, our blueprint, our essence, our truest self, our unconditioned self, all of that for sure. And then it just keeps recapitulating over and over and over again.
So if you were to give some advice to somebody who is wanting to get their work out in a bigger way and to make an impact in the world, I'm assuming you'd say, like, do some of this work because it will help you kind of get to the core of maybe something that you're not seeing, this block that you're facing, but you don't even know you're facing it.
Yeah, what I would recommend is get clear on the themes where the suffering and the struggle is, and then really look at the relevant history that goes along with all that, and find somebody who you feel super safe with, like really in your soul bones, to help you regulate and process all of those pieces so that you can actually have a real shot at being able to be the true you, because the true you has everything that you need to be wildly successful, to share your message, to be abundant, to have all the energy that you need to do the things that you need to do in order to thrive in this online world and community, and really do that work and trust that there's such abundance in the most untouched, earliest pieces of our life that's going to bring you forward. That's what I would say.
Yeah, when we were chatting earlier, one of the things that you said you were really excited about right now is like what can create the biggest ripple effect in humanity as a whole, and how that can help us wake up, and not just wake up, but wake up together, you said, as soon as possible. So how does everything we're talking about today to relate to that?
That's such a great question. I love that. I often think about like, what's the one thing, you know, that if we just did that one thing would create the most massive ripple effect. And gosh, you know, if all of us, if we try this lens on for size, went back and took our greatest present day struggles, I have no doubts we would find those in our earliest imprints. If we all took a look at those in the way that I just mentioned a minute ago, gosh, the ripple effect would be profound. In every partnership that is challenged on some level or another is dealing with the interplay of imprints. It's like, I used to get so triggered and activated by my husband, and it's like, oh yeah, that's just his imprints dancing with mine. And there's a lot of imprints in both fields. You know, if you think about it, all the people and all the stuff that wasn't dealt with, and people didn't have any tools, and all the karma that got created from that. If we just simply allow ourselves to bring ourselves to that work, the abundance that comes from that at such a core primary level, and of course, partnerships are a core primary level as well, the ripple effect out is so enormous. It's just so enormous. And I'm watching that in my own partnership, and also the partnerships of my clients. It's just amazing to witness, and I'm still in awe. I don't think I'll ever not be in awe, you know.
Do you want to share a little bit about how people can get in touch with you and work with you?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, so the best place to reach me is on Facebook. I run a group called the Intimacy Alchemy Vortex, and you're welcome to join there. And also you can just reach out to me at Joanna Intara, JoannaIntara. And I would love to connect with you.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Joanna. And I think you're doing some really groundbreaking work here, and work that's new and innovative. And I think that the more entrepreneurs and business people and marketers and really everybody, the collective, does this deeper work, then we can start to shift things toward the whole. So we really appreciate you being on today and joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me and inviting me. I really appreciate your openness to this conversation, and glad to know that there's a whole community of people that won't find this too far outside of normal.
Well, the good news is I think the world's shifting a little bit and a lot of these topics are starting to kind of seep their way into all corners of business and politics and life. So it's a good trend that Yay. I think humanity is kind of waking up. And thank you all the listeners for tuning in today. And you can also get the show notes and the links on consciousmarketer.com/podcast. And if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, give us a like or comment. We really appreciate it. It helps us get the work out in the world. Thanks everybody for joining us, and we will see you next time. Bye for now.